You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. The biggest iPhone news is a tiny new chip inside it. The iPhone 11 and iPhone Pro will include a chip Apple is calling the U1. The U1 will enable ultra-wideband positioning powers, giving devices the ability to determine each other's location when they're in close proximity. Think of it as a Bluetooth on steroids, faster, more accurate, and more capable. Apple has already touted how it will improve AirDrop file sharing, but it could seep into an Apple version of the Tile, the little device that helps you find your oft-misplaced things, help you unlock your car with your phone, or even tell you where to find what you want in the grocery store. Chinese scientists try to cure one man's HIV with CRISPR gene editing. In 2017, doctors injected CRISPR-edited stem cells into the bone marrow of a young man with both HIV and leukemia. More than 2 years later, the patient still has HIV, but his cancer is in full remission. Experts say that even though it didn't cure his HIV, the fact that CRISPR appears safe to perform in humans moves the field one step closer toward creating drug-free HIV treatments. And now for today's fast fact. Zero. That's how many likes you may soon see on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, as they try to dial back toxic dialogue on their platforms. Are users truly ready for a world with no likes? Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.